Horror, Dan Horror, with your host, the Mighty Griff.
And once again, babies, it is Saturday, July 2nd, which means
it's about time to blow appendages
48
off.
Hours until Blow 'em Stuff Up Day.
As we like to call it, Stump Day.
Stump Day. Burning Stump Day. Anyway, we have a packed show for you tonight. We got some new stuff we're going to be introducing. Got some ideas we're going to be throwing your way to see what everybody thinks about it. Maybe a little self participation on your part as a listener. But first, I'm a giving person, as many of you already know. I like to give. So, website of the week. Boom, 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 boom. Thanks to the two hosts of a podcast that I listen to, 42nd Street Drive-In. Mr. Chris Collier and Sean Hunt turned me onto a website over the week called Dollar Movie Drive-In. Are you aware of Dollar Movie Drive-In?
I'm not, but it sounds exciting.
All right, for those people who don't have a Netflix account and prefer to watch movies at work or while home while on the internet, check out Dollar Movie Drive-In. It's not what you think. It's not public domain. I checked it today, and you can watch Mitchell with Joe John Baker. Burial Ground is on there. Rituals is on there. Some other black...
Is this like the watchmovies.org site?
Nah, it's professionally run. It's not like Watch Movies.
It's not a bunch of...
Videotaped
from the movie theater.
Well, what it is, it has like the heading description of each movie.
Right.
And then below it, you have like a small
box. They're quality copies of it?
Yeah.
Transfers?
I mean, I can even watch it on my Android.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it'll pop up. You know, I was watching Mitchell at work the other day.
Did you pick up Rituals at Hastings?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's up there.
No, that's a different ritual.
This is the one with... This is the good one with dude from Creepshow.
Right.
That's the good one. It's up there.
Hal Holbrook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Hmm. I have to check
and
it out.
And if nothing else, I have one on hold. I put it on hold for you and I forgot to tell you.
Okay. It's up there now?
There's two of them. Yeah, okay, there's one there on hold and then there's one up in the shelf too.
I'll check it out Sunday.
There you go.
But anyway, check it out. Like I said, I mean, there's black exploitation, there's action, kung fu. They got your, For Your Height Only on there.
That's sweet.
So if anybody is curious to see the For Your Height Only, if anybody listened to the show where me and Todd was talking about that, you can check it out on the dollarmoviesdrivein.com. That's all one word. And enjoy. And again, thanks to Chris and Sean from 42nd Street Drive-In for passing that on during their podcast is, again, where I picked it up. And if you're looking for other things to listen to while at work, I highly suggest you check those guys out. They do a heck of a show and very entertaining. Movies of the week.
Movies.
Movies of the week. What'd you watch? Anything good?
Yeah, I watched a few. Tremors 4, The Beginning.
Is that the one where they fart? Is that the one where they fart? It's awesome. You gotta love the Tremor movies.
Down in the caves. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is that the cave one?
Yeah.
The best one's the one where they fart. They propel through the air and they fart. The TV show's pretty comical, too, for the 12 episodes that it lasted.
You can't go wrong with those monsters. They were just... They're magical.
The graboids. Graboids. The blowing up chunks falling from the sky. Well, I watched 3 movies. I tried to get in a couple more, but time didn't allow for that, and I went to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, so...
Comatose.
First movie I watched was Bloody Birthday. Just came out last Tuesday on Severn Films. Worth checking out if anybody likes killer kid movies. So,
always good.
Bastard little girl, man. Just
bitches. Bad Seed.
Totally. I mean, would have been bad if they would have remade the Bad Seed in 1970, she would have been the perfect bitch to play. I mean, because you just you're calling this little kid every word in the book because she's so sinister, so evil, and gets away with complete everything.
Nellie Olson, baby.
Perfect.
Nellie Olson.
Did you guys ever see Kathy's Curse? That reminds me of that when you're talking about it.
I think so.
You'd probably like that movie. It's just a kind of similar thing, only it's like got gore in it. Right. Well, very bad gore.
not a lot of blood in this, but just, you know, a little nerdy kid walking around with a, you know, revolver shooting at people with no recoil or nothing, you know. Just a good time.
That's awesome.
Watched The Baby. Holy shit.
Where's the Bible?
You guys have to order this one right now. I'm telling you, it'd be the best.
Where'd you pick that up at?
I pre-ordered them from Hastings. Mm. So, but the best $16.99 you'll ever spend. Complete 70s ending. I mean,
is it a full baby running around?
No.
Is it alive kind of quality?
No, this is completely... It deals with retardation, just put it
that way.
Oh,
boy.
So...
Oh, dear.
but not the funny...
Waterheads in the park. Waterheads in the park.
but just...
Old melon head.
Get the melon head away from the grill, mama.
But disturbing on a lot. I mean, you'll sit there and watch it and you go, what the fuck is going on here? You know, but it makes perfect sense at the end of the movie, you know, actually what you're seeing. And it's not a funny ha-ha, banging into the walls, licking the windows type of retardation.
It's not the other sister kind of retardation.
No, it's not the beer and pretzels retardation movie. It's not the What's Eating Gilbert Grape retardation.
It's not the Sugar Creek.
But definitely check it out. I don't know if it's available. Might check Netflix. It might be on Netflix. But
hey, you know the other one I rewatched after years and years. I think I picked it up somewhere for a couple bucks. It was Crimes of Passion. Remember that movie?
Vaguely.
Had Perkins in it and Kathleen Turner.
Crazy awful.
He was the killer fucking... pedophiliac priest that carried the killer dildo in the little jumper cable box that he carried around with him. He'd go to the peep shows and wank off with this big giant killer dildo, just looking for the perfect victim. And Kathleen Turner was the hooch mama by night and the corporate worker by day. Oh, it's magical.
Oh. Another movie I watched, I don't know if you're familiar with it, called Hell's Ground. Pakistani horror.
Oh, boy.
Strange, isn't it?
And very, very odd. The most horrible thing about the movie is the actual...
Is the soundtrack?
No. Well, that. It sounds like they recorded it with a Casio fucking organ. But the waste... They're supposedly these mutant zombie / monsters are a product of the toxins and the sludge and their water supply.
Right.
And I assume that the makers of the film were actually shooting footage of the shit that's in their water and the water systems. Dude, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen on film, and it had nothing to do with the gore.
That's beautiful.
But a lot of the stuff I don't understand. I'm not, you know, familiar, obviously, with the Pakistani culture, the Muslim culture.
Isn't that like a big no-no to make horror movies in Pakistan?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, for one, the two leading girls aren't wearing burqas. They're just completely like you and I, you know, I mean, they're just Americanized kids. Bravo for Mondo Macabro for the nice plug of pile of their DVD titles that are on the kids' floor. He throws down a couple of the Bollywood titles, and it's every DVD is perfectly faced up, so, and they're all Mondo Macabro titles.
Nice.
Is
it any good?
It's decent. I mean, it's for what it is. I mean, it's nothing great. It's transparent blood. I mean, you know, but there's a Pakistani Maniac poster on the wall that this kid's got. I mean, just odd little shit. Goes into one of the kids' houses. His dad's like yelling at him, sitting on this mattress watching TV. But behind his dad on the wall, there's a picture of Mary and a crucifix. And you're like, this is a Muslim country, and you've got Christian symbols on the wall. So it's kind of odd, you know.
He's filming it down in his mom's basement.
But kind of worth checking. I think I picked it up for like $4.99. You know, it was just like one of the, I'd seen it advertised a million times, and it was interesting enough to pick it up. So, big score. I got a big score last week.
Big score. Oh, big that's score. Right. You did get it. The mighty ka-ching, green. Ka-ching. The mighty green.
Me and my beloved wife, Michelle, was in Lee Summit.
And you said, holy shit.
And
it's the Holy Grail.
For some reason, she had to trade in some movies and some games that she was, you know, tired of collecting dust around the house. So while she was busy selling her, well, that's where I picked up Hell's Ground.
Did you mock the salesman after you paid for it?
No, but I seen his distrust on his face when he heard me. But anyway,
he said, holy shit, this goes for $80 on eBay, baby.
So I'm going through the movies, nothing. Get to the S's, and I look down, and I see Swamp Thing. And at first, it didn't register. And I kind of looked at it again, and it's like, that says Swamp Thing in green on
it. You should have made him put it in the VCR, or the DVD player in the store. Can you fast forward this to 20 minutes, 48 seconds? Let the kids enjoy the Swamp Man.
So I just kind of picked it up and turned it to the side, and lo and behold, there was a green spine that said Swamp Thing on it, and I shit my pants at that moment.
Check it off the list.
Because that some bitchin' version got about 5 minutes of Adrian Barbeau's breasticles popped out and full frontal nipple shots that was cut on the re-released version. So I got me an $80 DV for about $7.99.
Nice.
So
it would have been nice if they had one of them buy one, get one deals for a dollar. Could have bought that sumbitch for a buck.
So I go up, Michelle's standing there, and she's like, what? And I showed her, and she's like, well, what about it? You know, and I was like,
you've got three of them already.
I said, this is the green spine. And she goes, well, so it's, yeah, that's the color that they chose. I said, no. I said,
this has got
Adrian Barbeau's boobies in it, and it's about $80 on eBay. So needless to say that the guy behind the counter... But neck about to snap when he turned
to
realize.
He's playing the boogie music.
This is for Adrian Barbeau. My baby gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some
afternoon delight. My motto's on. Watch those boobies.
Watch them boobies in the swamps tonight.
Oh, dear Lord. But I'm a happy man. Now if I can just find goddamn popcorn, the world would be good.
Popcorn. Just wait another 2 years and we'll have enough money to re-release that song. Bitch.
We've got another $17 this month.
Ding, 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 ding.
Give us your donations.
Oh, let's see. DVD news. We're going to have to save TC's questions for here.
Yeah.
Minute,
hey, you know what else I did watch? I just finished it. And I've been putting them off forever, and I've seen they keep adding more and more sequels to it. I don't know if you've seen the trailer I posted. That Cold Prey? Norwegian slasher flick.
That's kind of good, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I was stoked to see it, and they had the first one on Instant Watch on Netflix. And I'm, you know, I was content that I was going to watch it regardless what the reviews were on it, because it, I figured it's got to be good. And I just click it in play, dude. It had, like, the Sesame Street fucking English dub. They didn't even have subtitles options for it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, my God. It was the most painful fucking thing the whole way through. And it was a good flick. I mean, right. It took it a while to get rolling. But why?
Yeah, the DVDs got both.
Well, what's-his-name's movies are that way, too. That Andre
Schnoz,
the violent shit movies.
Yeah.
Dude, those son of a bitches sound like they were dubbed in a trash can. I mean, they're so tinny and hollow.
They hunt down the people with the most fucking annoying voices to do those voiceovers?
I think it's just horrible. I think it's one guy or one person doing the voice.
It was like four of them on Violent Shit. Yeah. Didn't Bookwalter do those?
I don't know, but dude, that's like Tim said, it's hard to watch because the fucking voices.
I remember when I was hunting.
Dude, when they're outside and the fucking bird is behind them chirping. And you hear no bird during it's just like, really? Or like when they're fighting with swords.
Well, I remember getting
and there's no background
noise. I was all super stoked when Let the Right One In was out on DVD, man, and I threw that in and I started watching it. Oh my god. And it was set to that fucking horrible, horrible English dub. Just off. It ruined it for me, man. I had to hunt around and switch it. It was so pathetic.
Well, what was the one, the movie that we seen the other day in the video store and we looked, it had the corpse laying in the snow.
Oh, yeah, that was
cold something or...
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Ground, frozen ground or something.
Yeah, it looked kind of...
Looked like it was riding on the
coast. This was typical fucking Norwegian, man. They're up on the top of an ice cold mountain, and there's snow in every single scene, man. They're fucking skiing with just t-shirts on. I'm like, what the hell?
It's like dead snow, man. Those guys were out in the cold. Oh yeah, man. What a good movie, but I couldn't have filmed that movie.
Hell no.
Yeah, but they're used to it though.
Yeah, running around in sweaters.
Bring them down here and see how they act. Fucking sweating your nuts off.
Today they'd melt like popsicles.
Yeah, they would. Let's film a movie about ice cubes. Let's just film a movie about snowflakes. Killer snowflakes.
Oh, so beautiful. Anyway, let's see. DVD news. DVD news. Just keeping the Severn. Severn's been actually kind of doing some work lately, man. They've been kind of busy releasing stuff, which is good. Oh, and by the way, it's now July, which means it's 6 months into the new year, and we're all getting the countdown begins now for the Christmas holidays, which means you'll see a lot more.
Somebody was telling me that coming to DVD. Who was it? Target or somebody's already playing Christmas music, and they got two aisles of nothing but Christmas shit out already.
Oh fuck! It's hard telling.
I mean, really? Is Halloween?
Well,
done
I'm sure if you go to Hobby
down
Lobby,
the toilet,
you go to any of the craft stores, the shit Christmas stuff's goodness. Out already.
You're right. August, for sure, it hits pretty wide. Forget about Halloween. They put that out maybe 3 weeks before the holiday now. Mm. You know why, don't you? Because everyone got in a big uproar around here because Halloween beat out Christmas sold, on sales.
Right. Yep.
And so now they're like making sure that doesn't ever happen again.
Fucking commies.
Oh, right. Commies. Anyway.
That'll never happen at my house.
We got to have Arlie Ermey speak about that. This is what Arlie Ermey thinks about those kind of people right here.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that? You are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian greasers. Here you are all equally worthless.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him in Up? Did you watch? I loaned you Up from the Depths, didn't I? I think I did.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch it yet. Did you got it.
He's in it.
No shit.
He's uncredited, but he's one of the guys.
Is he a drill sergeant?
No, he's just like a fucking drunk chucklehead that's out trying to get this big fish. It's funnier and shit. You know it's him right off the bat because you can see it in his face and stuff. Yeah, but he's young, young as fuck. Must have been fresh out of the Army.
Hey, did you see that? I was farting around looking at some of those new trailers. Have you seen the trailer for that Inbred yet? Mm-mm. Oh, bro.
There was a couple of those trailers you sent that were just god awfully bad.
The Independent Story.
What was that one? Fucking Orcs?
Oh, yeah. Orcs looks beautiful.
Christ.
You got the campy two. Four strangers fighting the army of Orcs.
Is that for real?
Yes. Yes, it's real.
Fuck.
What was the other one with the Germans?
I was so close to calling you up.
I thought the one with the Germans looked pretty good, man. The little fucked up kid they had strapped to the table and they're all mutating her.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking overdone.
You know.
Throw a bunch of shit on their face and throw in some sharp teeth and let them run around. Dude, that's so fucking generic. Mutants did that. What other fucking movie did that? That whole cheap, put black eye covers in.
I'm a sucker for them fucking Nazi zombies, though, man.
They're not even Nazi zombies. Well,
some of them gotta be.
No, they're not.
Yeah, because they start biting the fucking
zombies.
They're
running around.
The Americans are fighting the zombies and the Nazis.
Dude. Didn't I ever give you that movie, Horrors of War?
Yeah.
Where the crazy fucking...
That was nuts.
Where the Nazi zombies are running around, and at the very... If anybody hasn't ever heard of a movie called The Horrors of War, check it out. It's a low-budget horror film set in World War II where the Nazis have zombies basically running around and killing the American soldiers.
And like werewolves and vampires, yeah, and all kinds of
And
crap.
At the end, this fucking American soldier out of nowhere just spawns off into a fucking werewolf. And it's just, I'm just like, where the fuck did that come from?
Brilliant!
Just
brilliant.
A complete over the top. But definitely fun as hell. So, Severin news. I know you probably won't care. I don't know. You might, though. You're a big Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing fan.
I was
going
to say, is it fucking Wicker Man they're doing something
easy,
to
do? Easy. Easy. A smack that head. You need that.
Dude,
that's fucking furry fetish with Christopher. I mean, how the fuck can you not love that? I got the
Let me count the ways.
I got the soundtrack to that if you want to borrow it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Out of some of the shit you were playing last weekend.
Once get the noose ready, let me know and I'll fucking fire
no
that thing.
No worse than
on.
That shit you were playing last weekend on the way back from fucking St. Louis.
Which one? I got some classics in there.
God, fucking Bad Company bullshit. Mm-hmm. Head rattling off.
Dude, don't be fucking talking smack on Paul Rogers now.
Anyway, the only thing I could pick out of any interest to me was... Severin Films' upcoming Blu-ray DVD combo release of the Euro horror classic Horror Express.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've seen it because I loaned it to
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
So, September 27th is the release date. So,
where did you? We were talking earlier about the Arrow release. What did you see that about Pieces? Was that
it
official?
They released it today. Arrow released it on Facebook.
So I'll have to fly back to fucking Europe to get a copy of it?
No, you can get it right up at Hastings. You could.
What?
Pieces.
The Arrow one of
no,
it?
No, the Grindhouse.
I already got the Grindhouse version.
Yeah, you don't really need
what
it.
Are they, what is it, the 25th or something?
They
what
said,
why'd they re-release it through them?
Well, it's just their distribution company. It hasn't, Grindhouse released it in the United States.
Yeah, baby.
But Arrow got the distribution rights for it in Europe. And the only difference is between our version and their version is, I guess, the European version has a new interview with one of the
I think the Grindhouse licensed it to them. Because I think they got worldwide, don't they?
Grindhouse
themselves own the film.
Yeah, but
Bob Murawski went through hell to buy it. I remember that.
But they're releasing it over there. But I think it's like a two-disc, too.
I mean, are they doing the full... I know you were saying Zordon was doing the artwork.
Well,
Zordon was doing all the cool extras with it.
They didn't give any specifics on the release. They just showed the picture. They're doing that Cat in the Brain, and then they're doing some other the man with I don't know, loose head or something. But if you go to Facebook, just type in Arrow Films, Moose. It'll pop up. But they releasing shit all the time. I mean, it's just fucking can't keep up. What we got till break? Anything? 1 minute Sweet. Till break?
1 minute. 1 minute.
Oh. Break. That's some mildly warm Red Bull.
It's a little serpentipitous around in this son of a bitch here. I think the heat's kicking in on me. Son of a bitch. I love it when it's 97 degrees at 10:30 at night.
Fan mm-hmm. you down?
Oh, I need one of them little spray misters.
Little spray mister.
Them little hats with the double fans on.
Just get you a midget with a squirt
the
bottle.
Dually.
Ah!
Follow me around, Mini-Me.
Burn.
Alrighty, well, I guess when we come back from break, we'll do DVD releases and letters from TC.
And the last horror film.
Oh my god!
The last horror film.
The last horror film? Did you finally watch it?
Oh, good.
Brilliant.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place a little.
Enjoy breathtaking, mouth-watering goodies. Everything from a snack to a delicious full meal. At our refreshment center, you'll find a large variety of goodies to satisfy your hunger, your thirst, or your sweet tooth. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Visit our refreshment center now. The show starts in 10 minutes.
Personnel,
you got it.
You got it.
You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
Lick the cot.
You missed us because we missed you. That's why we came back. So for the second half, we're going to lay some more shit down.
They locked
the
fucking door on us. That's why we came back.
You saying people forgot us?
No, I said we didn't. You didn't forget us. We didn't forget you. That's why we're back.
Good.
I didn't forget him. How would I forget him?
Yeah, don't forget him, man. Don't you forget
don't
about
you
him.
Don't forget you about him. Okay. If any of you people lived under a rock and forgot that last Tuesday was June 28th, I want to go ahead and give you the rundown of the movie releases for last Tuesday. Earlier in the show, you heard us talk about The Baby.
The Baby.
And Bloody Birthday. Both came out last Tuesday.
Somebody needs to put out a big box set with all fucked up kid movies like that. It would be magic.
It would be magical.
Get to work on that.
The children.
Let me buy all the distribution. Burial Ground was reported to have come out last Tuesday, but I haven't seen it or heard of it.
Good luck.
Anywhere.
Probably pushed back till November.
Isn't Hobo coming out this...
Hobo comes out this Tuesday.
And what else? Something it comes out with... What was the other good one?
I just got Hobo with Shotgun.
Oh, shit. What's the other one? Somebody needs to take notes, damn it.
So, The Nesting came out. Nightmares came out. Which I don't know if anybody out there has seen the Aussie exploitation documentary. Not Quite Hollywood. I highly recommend you watch it.
That's great. Great documentary.
Nightmares is one of the films that they highly talk about. Yep.
That's worth it just for the George Miller highlight, man, where he's talking about filming Mad Max without a single fucking permit. He had cars blocking. Did you see, remember that? He had cars blocking each side of the fucking main highway, the only stretch of highway. All right, you got 10 minutes. Make it happen.
Barrel ground has been moved.
To September?
August 23rd.
Bitch. Oh, okay.
With Mother's Day.
But yeah, I think that streams on Netflix. You can.
Oh, does it? Yeah, I'd like to pick it up. And there's also, I've watched it. There's so many flicks on there I haven't seen.
And there's also another documentary. I think it's still available for streaming on Netflix. It's called American Grindhouse. It's another good documentary. Yeah. Another good film documentary. Tetsuo the Bullet Man, which I think's the third film in the Mechanical Trilogy.
I don't think I've seen any of those but the first one. I love the first one, man. The
Iron Man's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the second one or this one. I might be.
I'm assuming they're all pretty much the same, aren't they?
I think they're all just different storylines.
U.S. needs to remake them and make them all CGI.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah. Super Jamie Foxx.
If anybody is interested in any classics, MGM Fox is releasing Curse of the Faceless Man on their beloved DVD-R format for, I'm sure, a nice beloved $19.99, which you can pick that up pretty cheap at any local convention for about $5.
What was that guy selling for in St. Louis? $10
$10
for
$10. Or $6 for $50.
That's a bargain.
I was like, buddy, 40% of shit on your table has already been released officially on DVD.
Yeah.
And I said, and the other 52% you can find online. So why would I pay you $10 when I can go online and get it for free?
Because I printed off the cover art for you. Here you go, buddy.
The only thing you got to do on that is go to DVD or cdcovers.cc and you can get all the covers. International covers and region 4, 3, 2, and 1 covers.
We should have slipped in a bootleg copy of Texas 2 and then had Bill come over there and kick the living shit out of that guy.
You're taking money out of my kid's mouth. You're a bastard. July 5th has absolutely nothing being released except for Hobo with a Shotgun. And it
on Blu-ray.
Single DVD.
13 Assassins also.
Yeah.
That's the other one. That's where my money's going.
That's right. Sweet.
Hobo with a Shotgun will be available on a single DVD, a two DVD special edition, and a Blu-ray.
Eisner was just talking about that documentary the guy did. He said it's great.
Really? And then Code Red is also supposed to be releasing a special edition of The Witchmaker for anybody that's into the classic
witches
cheesy shit. And then there's one coming out from Midnight Releasing called The Drive-In Horror Show that kind of looks like a crazy anthology type of deal, multiple stories, which I have read some reviews on Facebook and Amazon. It's getting pretty high marks, so I might check it out.
When's that? 2 weeks?
July 5th, this coming Tuesday. So hopefully more and more will be scheduled for release the closer we get to Halloween.
What do you think they're going to package for Halloween?
Anything shit.
Special?
It'll all be crap.
Who's the company?
Dude, what happened?
Who's the company that squirts out the new John Carpenter Halloween every year with a different pumpkin on the face on the pumpkin?
Anchor Bay. Dude, what happened to the days when you could go into like a fucking Kmart and buy like Woman or, you know, Attack of the Bee Girls for
every
like
once
five
in a while
bucks.
You can find something in the bin at Walmart. You know?
I'm like, really? You don't even have any, you know. You used to be able to, every year, you'd at least go in there and find a Night of the Living Dead with a different cover on it.
Yeah, but where would they put all the Tim Allen's Santa Claus? They got to sell them.
Oh, bastards. Okay.
It's Christmas, baby. Christmas.
Now comes our favorite time of the show.
Questions.
Budweiser.
Budweiser time. We need the Budweiser.
Questions.
We need Budweiser. That's his theme music.
Budweiser?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can play the Drinkenstein song too.
Well, that's what he uses as her signature.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah, that's gonna be his new theme music.
You
that's
got it. Let's awesome. Do that just for the man. Here we
this
go.
This is it.
TC's new official theme music.
Created a monster, and they call him Frankenstein. And the tavern down the street is the laboratory where he makes the transformation all the time.
All right. To bring everybody up to par as to what we're talking about, a couple of weeks ago in one of the past episodes, we received three questions from TC that pertain to Friday the 13th. And it somewhat annoyed me and Tim to the point to where we told TC to
watch me.
Not send us any more fucking Friday the 13th questions. And if he wanted us to send us some movie requests to him, we said, go watch Feed.
You've got
to
watch Feed before we get any more questions.
So, about a week before Tim left for France, I received some questions that I think me and Tim kind of answered them loosely last week.
We did. We covered the convention.
Yeah, but we'll go over them again because there's some other questions. But anyway, he started off his email. He said, sorry, guys, as much as I tried, I couldn't make it past the first 10 minutes of Feed. He said, however, I will try again at a later date, perhaps when
I don't know
I'm really
why that,
drunk.
I don't know why that would happen.
So, lo and behold, I was checking emails yesterday after work, and TC sent us three Feed questions. So apparently he got drunk and made it through Feed. So, bravo. Congratulations.
Dude, I couldn't imagine watching that TC movie drunk. I would fucking yak all over myself at least four or five times.
You'd miss
times.
All the good parts if
Dear
you were too
Lord,
drunk.
Lord, man.
Okay. If anybody doesn't want to be spoiled, I guess we're going to issue a spoiler alert. So if you guys want to be surprised and witness...
If you haven't seen Feed yet, you need to be tasered in your tank.
Yeah, you might as well just turn the show down and go fix something to eat and come back next week.
Pause Halloween 2 with the Horse of Hauntings. Go watch Feed.
Yeah, and go get Feed. I'm sure it's probably available on Netflix or you can find it on the internet mm-hmm. somewhere.
Instant watch on Netflix.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay, well, there you go. Turn off the show. Go on, get on Netflix, watch Feed, and
pause
then
us.
Go to
pause
the
us. We'll be here.
Archive tomorrow and listen to the show. First question. The movie Feed is disturbing as hell, but at the same time, it's a pretty good movie. I have tried to turn friends onto this one, but they tend to be turned off by the scenes with the obese woman. Why is it that in horror fans can handle gore and cannibalism, but can't handle seeing a naked obese woman?
Because it's a naked obese woman.
I don't think it's that. I mean, it's just, I think it's the subject matter. I think they go into it thinking blood and guts. And I don't think, you know, I'm afraid, I think maybe they're going to see sex. So
they're afraid it's going to morph into something much more yeah. than they'll ever be able to
you know.
Wash their mind.
I don't know. That's kind of an odd question. I don't know why. I think it's just...
It's so uncommon.
It's so uncommon.
What other movies can you think of? I mean, taxidermia comes to mind because
right.
with the whole finale
yeah, but she
fiasco
wasn't,
on that.
Yeah, but she wasn't as big as the woman in Feed, though. She was...
The end?
She was
the
mobile.
The dad?
Yeah, but he didn't fuck the dad.
Yeah, that's true.
But there was fucking. There was no fucking in this one either. But
taxidermy is
the chicken. Taxidermy was at least mobile. I mean, she could somewhat move.
Yeah, but that wheelbarrow full of pig parts wasn't. It wasn't going anywhere. Especially after it got stuck to the ground from his seed.
Glazed pig parts.
Please,
I don't know, TC.
No, man, I can't think of any other.
I didn't have
like
any.
It.
I didn't have any problem watching it. I mean,
even like Seven had just the brief moment where
yeah,
the glutton segment.
I don't think it's the obese woman that they have a problem with. I think it's the fact that the guy standing there jerking off while he's feeding her the cheeseburger. I think that's what they have the problem with. I think the fat woman is just secondary. She just happens to be in the screen at the same time, so people just kind of stop right
It all
there.
Goes back to Gilbert's mom. They're just a disgrace.
Get the support, Gilbert. Get
Oh, good Lord. It's such a beautiful, it's a good movie. I love that movie.
Fine movie.
And it's what is it? After Dark Movies, After Dark, and that who put it out?
I don't think they're probably in business anymore.
Oh yeah, they are, because that's who put out Hell's Ground. Was Movies After Dark. Question two. Feed had to have the most unlikable characters of any movie I've ever seen. The hero, the villain, and the victim were all reprehensible in their own ways.
Gumbo had some pretty...
And it was impossible to feel sorry or identify with any of them. Do you think this is becoming the norm for the modern horror day horror film?
Well, yeah, dude. Look at all this fucking torture porn coming out. I mean, a Hostel and all. I mean, who do you cheer for in Hostel? The dog gnawing on the dude's wiener that got cut off?
Oh, no. He had to talk wieners.
No,
fuck. You knew
dogs.
It.
Dogs.
You
knew it. Dogs.
I think the problem with Feed, though, I don't think it has a problem with the people being reprehensible. I think it just happens to be that there's no, I mean, there's no connection of feelings with anybody. I mean, it's just this guy and obviously the girl, you know, but, I mean, just everybody is a victim of their own demise. I mean, obviously she's there because she's a fucking lazy... obese woman, and he's a...
Hey, man, she's getting fed for free.
You know, he's just like this scheming, scuzzy, creepy fucking killer who feeds them until they pop, and then it's... Because even the cop has his own fucking, like, deviant side. Yeah. I mean, he's just kind of like the dirty, you know, but...
It's just a...
There's not very much. It's just a dark, just we gritty.
We need to talk to Boulevard and do Hanger and Feed double header.
They'd have us locked up.
Double header at the theater.
Have a triple Feed, Hanger, Header, and fucking Feed.
Pink Flamingo.
There you are, TC. There's your homework for next week. You have to watch Header, and you have to watch Hanger. So,
Hanger. Oh, that poor bastard.
Hanger and Header. Those are your two.
Header is a pretty good movie, but Hanger. Yeah.
Then sit your family down and watch Pink Flamingo.
Yeah. With a little gummo for dessert.
Boobles.
Says, as I mentioned, this is question three. As I mentioned in question one, everyone I recommend this movie to couldn't get past the first 15 minutes or so. How would you convince these people to watch the entire movie?
Fast forward through the first 15 minutes. And then fast forward through another 15.
I don't know. If you'll find... Only thing you got to do is...
This is why God created auto skip.
Well, no, the perfect person will go watch the movie...
Freeze frame.
...after you describe it to them. Those are the people who you want to hang with. Those are the people who you know are hardcore horror fans. You know, if fucking somebody bolts after you talk to them about the first 15 minutes, you know, that's...
Now, what's this movie about again?
Only thing you got to do is say the opening scene is a guy jerking off, feeding a fat chick a cheeseburger, and I'm in.
What's your thoughts on that?
You had you me still... when you said hello.
Were they Dubber Whoppers or were they Big Macs?
I only watch movies with Whoppers. Fuck that Big Mac.
McDonald's is trying to clean up its image way too much. I don't support the Mac no more.
I don't even think it said what kind of hamburgers they were. Was it just a big, greasy bag of cheeseburgers? The only thing I can remember.
It was a fucking In-A-Tub burger, man.
It was a pocket burger.
It's one of them Quick Trip burgers you throw in the microwave for 2 minutes.
Quick Trip burger.
Delicious.
Anyway, let's see if I can get any other questions from the previous week.
What did we go through the convention questions already?
There was no... Oh, well, just that one was the only one that pertained to the convention. Well, no, I guess there was two. We was talking about it. Said today I got to listen to a friend who goes to horror conventions whine and piss and moan about over celebrities charging for the money for autographs and pictures. Do you think
because we were giggling about that when we were in St. Louis because the fucking knucklehead that held the door open at Dawn of the Dead was there charging $30
a picture. Wasn't 30.
Oh.
No, it was only
Who
20.
Was it?
It was only 20.
Fucking Sandal Bergman was trying to charge $30.
Well, that was her.
Yeah, but she don't look like a fucking barbarian.
Anyway, it says, do you think that the horror fans have no one to blame but themselves? If no one was interested in paying a guy $20 because he was in the Dawn, it's up to you. If you want to pay it, pay it. If not...
There was plenty of people there paying
it. I look at it like this. It's just like gambling in a casino. If you want to go spend your money at the casino, go do it. If you don't want to, don't do it, you know.
Fuck, what was Bill charging? 15 bucks?
I think so. 20? No, he charged 20. Me 10.
Yeah.
And I, well, of course, I had the pitcher with me that was already signed by Mosley and Kent, but.
He liked you. Well, you had him fucking tattooed on your arm. You shouldn't have charged anything, for God's sake.
You got to walk around with that. Good Lord, boy.
Linda Blair made a one-of-a-kind signature for you.
Yeah, Linda Blair. God bless her little heart.
God bless Linda Blair.
God bless
Let's
her.
Take a minute to think of Linda Blair.
Bring it down.
Bring it down. Turn the lights.
And we're back.
Turn the lights low.
Turn the lights down low.
Get a couple burgers out.
Breathing up, mama.
Just a couple veggie burgers for Linda.
Okay, here we go. Anyway, on the same note about conventions, what conventions have you and Tim been to? What was your favorite? What one sucked?
I can tell you what my least favorite was.
And what celebrities lived up to your expectations and which ones didn't? To be honest with you, I don't think I have yet met a celebrity who didn't live up to my expectations.
Hell no.
You just have to know going into it that they're not going to be able to spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes with you. I mean, there's a lot of people to go through. I mean, you might catch them after the convention closes off to the side. You can maybe go up and get a little, you know, FaceTime with them.
If you happen to have a room on the same floor as, you know, Clint Howard, you can bullshit with him in the elevator in the morning, noon, and night.
I've been to classic conventions. I've been to the Horror Find. I've been to Texas Frightmare 2 times. Honestly, the best convention I've been to, for my own personal, my taste in movies and the genres that I like, is the Cinema Wasteland convention. I mean,
yeah, man, we need to do that one in October.
Just, I mean, for the way it's ran, the people that are there, the way it's set up, it's not big, but it's not small. It's entertaining. It's definitely a movie fan convention because of the vendors that are there. I mean, you have bootleg stuff, but you also have professionally released stuff. It's not overpriced. It's not gouging for the fans. You know, it's all, in my book, reasonably priced.
Well, and I want to sum up St. Louis to just be a new kid on the block.
Yeah.
It's going to take them time because, man, that if you went there looking for movies, that place was pathetic.
Right.
I mean, there was one guy there selling movies.
Well, that to me was kind of like the first year that we went to the Texas Frightmare convention. It was dismal.
Yeah.
For vending. I mean, there was nothing there. And even the second year that I went was very dismal for movies. Now, there was a couple of guys there selling bootleg
stuff.
Yeah, but
when you pack that many celebrities in there.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
I mean, the thing with Contamination. They weren't, you know, they're, I guess, you know.
But the thing.
Those are whole different levels.
But the thing that bothers me with, like, Frightmare, it's gotten to the point to where they're like, the first year was nice. Nice size, nice guest.
Now it's just overkill. As much money as they can, you know, make on VIP tickets.
George Romero was your big guy.
Yeah.
Now the next year comes along. Well, instead of having one major name, let's have five major names.
Yeah.
So instead of standing in one line for 4 hours, now I got to stand in one line. I got to stand in five lines for 4 hours. Yeah. So you waste your entire weekend trying to get five autographs.
Yep.
You know, and it just gets stupid. Oh, well, you can get a $65 weekend pass.
Get in an hour before everybody else.
You
get an hour in before everybody else, but 200 other people at bottom seats to stand in line for 2 hours.
You know, or you can buy a $230 guarantee pass that's going to make sure that you're definitely going to get your autograph.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, you know, to me,
if I pay to get in them doors, they should, you know.
Right.
I might have to wait a little bit, but there should be a pretty good chance.
You know,
whoever I want.
When you talk about, you know, these actors and actresses charging money to the fans, it's not the actors and the actresses; it's the promoters and the people that are in charge of running the things. In my opinion, that cause it to be a little bit outrageous sometimes. Now, if Robert Englund wants to charge $65 for an autograph, obviously he's got the backing to do it. I mean, he's got enough people out there in the community that feel that his autograph is worth $65. Now, do I have the right to tell those people how they spend their money? No, because
But I have the right to tell them that they're morons for spending $65.
But, you know, to each their own. You know, whatever makes you happy. You know, I'd be happy spending $65 for the fat chick's autograph from Feed, you know. But
I don't know how much I plopped down for Bruce Campbell. My mind went blank, and I just opened up my wallet. Whatever was in there was his.
But again, though, I mean, Linda Blair. You know, I mean, you know, you have to look at the availability of the person you're with.
Yeah.
You know, how old they are. I mean, Ben Chapman. I mean, you know, you're standing there in front of a guy
who's... Well, like we were talking about Angus down at Frightmare. You know. He would have been one that would have been high on the list, man.
Well, that's just like Bill Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, how many times I sit when I was a kid and watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2? Just sitting there. I mean, you've seen it 60 times. You knew what was going to happen, but yet you're watching it for the first time every time again.
Yeah.
And just loving every minute of it. And then to actually stand there.
I mean, he was as cool and
you know,
approachable as they get.
And then to, you know, just completely be taken in and treated like you knew him for a lifetime, you know. So, I'm double, getting a finger. Todd's giving me the finger.
Double anal with a blowjob.
Yeah, that was a nice comment. I didn't expect to hear that from Leatherface. Or what about the comment about Caroline's legs going all the way up to her butt?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some nice legs went all the way up to her ass. We about done for this week. Got a minute, so I guess we better plug shit.
We better get to plugging.
Plug it away. Find us on Facebook.
We got a bunch of goodies to give away next week, don't we?
Yes, I will be posting this Sunday.
Stay tuned.
This Sunday I will
be... I know, I got two kick-ass shirts to give away. Kick-ass shirts.
Check the forums. This Sunday I will be posting a new contest.
The forums are at jackaloperadio.com.
Yes, they are. So, Sunday afternoon Central Time. That is 12 o'clock Central Time.
First come.
I will have a new question up for a free copy of Trailers from Hell on DVD. Lord. Included with the film Little Shop of Horrors. Ooh. Also contained on the disc.
Nice.
So, I have one of those to give away.
Nice.
And I'm also in the works of getting Mr. Bill Johnson to join us on the show. I'm going to try to set it up for a live show so the listeners can call in, maybe ask Bill some questions.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
And then, the final announcement.
Live
on More Horror Than Horror. We will
be doing live
movie commentary.
Live.
Oh. We're going to do live movie commentary
here. You know what they're doing live movie commentary of tomorrow night?
What?
Flash.
I won't be there.
What?
I like the movie, but I don't need to hear their bad jokes.
So, any suggestions on movies that you might want us to commentary on the show, send them to the forums page or email them to us at morehorrorthanhorror@hotmail.com.
I think we should do Friday the 13th Part 3.
Fuck no. Do Jason X. That's what we'll do. But until next Saturday, have fun.
Don't blow your fingers off.
That was more than a minute.